This episode covers how to stop shutting down in arguments. You're sitting across from her, your chest tightens, and the words just stop coming, even though you want to stay. What you're getting here is a 2-minute reset you can run before a hard conversation, plus exit phrases that keep you in the room instead of disappearing from it. Shutting down doesn't just end the conversation. It ends her belief that you're in this with her. Every time you go quiet mid-fight, she gets one piece of information. You're not safe to bring hard things to. Send that message enough times without meaning to, and she stops trying. The arguments aren't the problem. The silence after them is what's killing the closeness. She stops reaching for your hand on the couch. She stops mentioning her day. Eventually, she stops reaching for you in bed too, because why would she risk it with someone who disappears the moment things get real? Here's what's actually happening when you can't get the words out. Your heart rate spikes. Your chest gets tight. Your ears start ringing a little, and her voice sounds far away, even though she's 2 feet from you. That's not you being weak. That's your body treating an argument like a physical threat. Once your heart rate crosses around 100 beats per minute, the part of your brain that handles words and reasoning starts going offline. You're not choosing silence at that point. Your body picked it for you. Here's the part that matters for you specifically. Researchers who study this call it the body hijack, and it shows up faster and harder in men than in women on average. You're not uniquely broken. You're a fairly typical case of a body doing its job badly. The problem is timing. The instinct that would save you from a bear does nothing for you at the kitchen table. Worse, it costs you. Every time you go quiet, she reads it as not caring, and the gap between you both gets a little wider. Shutdown is protective. It's also the exact thing keeping you stuck. So here's the method. 4 things you do in order before you ever sit down with her. You can't outthink a body that's already maxed out. You have to get to it before the conversation starts, or catch it early enough that you still have a say in what happens next. This is a 4-part method. Do all 4 in order, even when you're rushed and don't think you have time. The whole thing takes about 2 minutes. Step 1, spot the warning conversation. If you know a hard topic is coming, her tone shifts, she says we need to talk, or you can just feel a fight loading, that's your cue to start the reset before you sit down, not after you've already frozen. Step 2, do the 90-second breathing reset. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 4. Breathe out for 6. Repeat that 5 or 6 times. The longer exhale is what slows your heart rate down, not the inhale. Step 3. Name 1 true thing to yourself. Pick a single sentence that's true and steady. Something like, I can stay in this without fixing it right now. Say it once in your head before you walk in. Step 4. Set your exit phrase in advance. Decide right now, before any heat starts, what you'll say if your body starts to max out. Have it ready so you're not trying to write a sentence while your brain is already half offline. Run this before scheduled talks. Once you've practiced it 12 times, you'll be able to do a shorter version mid-conversation, which is what step 4 is really preparing you for. Now, let's get into the actual words. Scenario
1.
Setting up before a hard conversation. She's told you she wants to talk tonight about something that's been building for weeks. Set up. Find 5 minutes alone before you sit down with her. Sit somewhere quiet. Phone away. Do the 90-second breathing reset first. Then say this to her. Say this. I know this matters to you, and I want to actually be here for it. Give me 1 minute to get my head straight first. Why it works? You're telling her the truth instead of stalling silently. She gets a reason for the pause, instead of reading it as avoidance. What happens next? Most women relax when they hear this, because it signals you're preparing to engage, not preparing to disappear. Scenario
2.
The exit phrase, mid-argument. You're 3 minutes into a fight, and you can feel your chest tightening, and your words drying up. Setup. Don't wait until you're fully shut down to use this. Use it the second you notice the early signs. Say this, my heart's racing right now, and I'm scared I'll go quiet on you. Give me 10 minutes, and I'm coming back to finish this. Set a timer in front of her, if you can. Then say this too. I'm not walking away from you. I'm walking away from the part of my brain that can't talk right now. Why it works? It names the exit and the return in one breath. You're not abandoning the conversation. You're rescheduling it with a deadline she can see. What happens next? She may still be upset in the moment, but the timer and the explicit return time give her something concrete instead of silence to interpret. Scenario
3.
When you've already gone quiet, you realize, mid-conversation, that you've already checked out. You haven't said anything in over a minute, and she's noticed. Setup. Don't try to pretend you were listening. Name what just happened. Say this. I just went somewhere else for a second there. I'm back now. Can you say that last part again? Why it works. Naming the shutdown out loud, instead of hiding it, tells her you noticed too. That's different from disappearing and hoping she doesn't catch it. What happens next? She may repeat herself with some frustration. Let her. The goal here is getting back in. Not a perfect recovery. Scenario 4. Coming back after the break. Your timer went off, and it's time to go find her again. Setup. Go to her first. Don't wait for her to come find you. Even if part of you wants to. Say this. Okay, I'm back. Like I said I would be. I want to keep going. Where were we? Why it works. Following through on the return is the part that actually builds trust over time. The break only works if the comeback is real. What happens next? The conversation might restart at a lower temperature than where you left it, and that's normal. It's progress, not avoidance. You'll use this method imperfectly. Some nights, you won't catch it in time, and you'll go fully quiet before you remember any of this exists. And that's not proof it doesn't work. That's proof you're human, and still learning a new response your body has had decades to practice the old one. Here's what to do afterward. Once you've come back online, say this. I shut down on you back there, and I know how that feels from your side. I'm not proud of it. Can we try the conversation again? Maybe tomorrow? Don't over-apologize for the shutdown itself. One clear acknowledgement is more useful to her than 5 minutes of self-criticism that puts the focus back on managing your feelings instead of hers. Different men freeze for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. The breathing reset and exit phrase work for everyone, but how you tend to behave under stress changes which part needs the most attention. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, your shutdown probably looks like agreeing fast just to end the discomfort, then going quiet once you've said yes to something you didn't mean. The reset matters here because it buys you time to say what's actually true instead of what's easiest. Try saying, I said okay too fast there. Can I take that back and actually think about it? If you tend to get defensive quickly, your shutdown often comes right after a burst of justifying yourself. When you realize the defending isn't working and you go cold instead, use the exit phrase the moment you notice you're listing evidence in your head instead of listening. Try saying, I'm about to defend myself instead of hear you. Give me a second to actually listen first. If you tend to get loud or intense under stress, shutdown can hit you after the intensity, like your body crashes once the adrenaline runs out, leaving you flat and checked out. The breathing reset works best for you done before the heat builds, not after. Try saying, I can feel myself getting wound up. Let me slow down before I either yell or go silent. If you tend to go quiet or pull back when things get tense, this whole method was built with you in mind. The hardest part for you isn't the breathing. It's saying anything out loud while your instinct screams to disappear. Try saying, I don't know what to say right now, but I'm not going anywhere. Ask yourself, which one of those sounds most like you on a bad night? Probably the quiet one. I go cold and just leave the room in my head. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. How she tends to respond to your shutdown changes what your exit phrase needs to carry. If she tends to push harder when she feels you pulling away, Your silence reads to her as a closing door. So she'll often raise her voice or follow you to keep the connection alive. Give her a concrete return time, not just a vague later. Try saying, "I need 10 minutes. I'll come find you in the kitchen when the timer goes off." If she tends to go quiet herself after trying for a while, she may have stopped pushing a long time ago and now just waits to see if you'll come back at all. Don't assume her silence means she's fine with the break. Check in sooner than you think you need to. Try saying, "I know you've stopped expecting me to come back from this. I'm coming back anyway." If she tends to need space and pull back herself, she may actually welcome the pause, but she still needs to know it's a pause and not an exit. Keep your language calm and low pressure. Try saying, "Let's both take a few minutes. I'll check back with you in 15. If she's usually the one who stays calm while you're the one who escalates or shuts down, she may be confused by a sudden need for space if she's used to being the steady one. Be specific about what's happening in your body so she doesn't read it as rejection. Try saying, "This isn't about you. My chest is tight and I need a minute to bring my heart rate down." Here's the part nobody tells you about shutdown. It's not just a communication problem. It's an intimacy problem, wearing a communication costume, when you stay present, even imperfectly. Even using a script that feels stiff the first few times, she feels prioritized. Not impressed, not won over, prioritized. That's the thing that actually moves the needle. A man who leaves and comes back on schedule every time teaches her something 100 good intentions never could. He's still here. Over weeks, that consistency is what turns into her reaching for your hand again, texting you during the day again, wanting you close again at night. You don't need a perfect conversation. You need a body that stays reachable, even when it's hard. You made it through this one, and that's not nothing on a topic like this. Before today's done, pick one exit phrase from this episode and say it out loud to yourself once, just so it's ready. Next time you're sitting across from her and the words stop coming, you don't have to disappear. You just have to stay. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.